All right, on the line with us is Christopher Bearcats basketball coach Eric Stallman. Coach, first of all, you know, how are you doing in the year of 2020, the year of COVID?
I'm doing well. It's a very different year. You know, we ended the school year last year, fully remote, everybody did, and this year we came back. And, you know, Christopher's doing a really good job with in-person learning. We've been in person and really haven't missed too much of a beat with that. We're off every Friday, remote on Fridays, but I think we're doing really well, and we're hanging in there.
You know, Coach, this week normally you've got a crazy week at the gym with the turkey tournament, but, you know, this year it's a lot more quiet.
For sure. Normally tonight would be the opening night of the season for everybody, and, you know, we'd be kicking off the first round of the turkey tournament and really kicking off the basketball season, you know, all across the state of Illinois with our turkey tournament.
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately this year not going to happen. You know, when people talk about the turkey tournaments in Southern Illinois specifically, you know, obviously there's the Pyramid Plus, you know, a big draw for people with Heron, Marion, Carterville. But the one that's lasted the longest, at least as far as I know, has been Christopher with 46 years. Maybe I'm wrong and you can correct me if I am. But, you know, for 46 years, that's a lot of history, a lot of years of starting the season this week, you know, on this night normally for teams. And, you know, as we've been saying, you know, isn't happening now.
Yeah, you're correct. You know, Tom Wheeler started this tournament in 1975, and he would probably be the one to talk to get all the history. He's definitely much more up to date on the history of this thing than I am. I wasn't born yet, but you know, it would be our 46th annual one this year, and you know, we were really looking forward to it. I thought we had a good group for us. I felt like there was some other really good teams. I know NCOE had a really nice finish to the year last year, and they were coming back with a lot of really good players. You know, they may have been the favorite to win this thing. I'm not really sure, but I know they were going to be really good. You know, Ziegler returned a lot of players, and Wayne City, I know they lost a lot, but they may be bringing back the best player in the tournament with Taj McKinney. So I know it's upsetting to everybody. You know, I think we all want to start and want to play. So we'll see what happens as it moves forward. But it really does change, you know, this Thanksgiving week for a lot of us.
Coach Eric Stallman of the Christopher Bearcats with us right now. Coach, you know, you've been coaching the Bearcats for 10 years now, I believe it is, and then you played in this tournament as well. I'm sure there are several memories for you to think back on in the Christopher Turkey tournament. What's the one for you that always comes to your mind when you think about this Thanksgiving tournament?
Well, I think the first year that we won this thing, whenever I was a head coach, was a really great memory for us. I still have players, you know, that I coached. We'll talk about that, and I'll see it pop up on someone's timeline every now and then. On social media, they'll share the picture, and it's kind of neat seeing that some of these guys that played in it for me are now coaching themselves. You know, Jake Towers was a player on that team, and I believe he was the MVP of the turkey tournament that year. And he, you know, he's coaching now in Carterville at the grade school level, and it's just neat seeing those guys that kind of stuff pop up, and the times that we've won it. You know, we won it last year, and you know, I think our kids that played on that really wanted to come in and kind of defend it, try and get a chance to win it again.
You talk about that team from last year. You know, I'm not too familiar with your roster. How many seniors did you have in this year? Is there going to be enough from last year's group that would be able to defend it for potentially next year?
Well, we had some seniors last year. Grant Gordon was a senior starter for us. Gabriel Motzinger was a senior starter for us, and Bryce Pratt was a starter also as a senior, and all three of those guys, you know, graduated. But we had Mason Goins started for us last year, and he'll be a junior this year, and Kai Garver started for us, and he'll be a senior this year. So, you know, and then my underclassman, you know, last year was where most of our bench came from, with Colin Savita. He's a left-handed guard that can really shoot it. He's a junior this year. Peyton Mazur, I don't know if you're familiar with him through some of the social media stuff. He's been getting a lot of attention with football, some recruiting. You know, he's about 6'5". I don't even know what Peyton weighs right now, but he's a big boy, and he's a really good lineman, and he's very agile, and he's pretty good on the basketball court. So, you know, having him and just Anthony Rolla, he's a senior that'll play for us a bunch this year. You know, it's just we've got a good group coming back. It's just it's really heartbreaking to not get to play.
Coach Eric Stallman of the Christopher Bearcats basketball team. You know, Coach, a lot of the coaches that I've spoken to in recent months have kind of felt like there's that carrot dangling in front of them, and then just as they go to try to take a bite of it, you know, gets pulled on back is kind of how it's felt this entire 4 or 5 months now. You know, now that we know for sure basketball isn't probably going to be happening in 2020 whatsoever, maybe January we have something to look forward to, although I get the feeling that a lot of people are kind of not optimistic about that either. But, you know, for you specifically, for you and your players, where do you measure the heartbreak with everything that's happened?
Well, I mean, I think that everyone everywhere is feeling the same thing, and there's just a lot of uncertainty with it. You know, the COVID situation, and we don't really know where it's going to go, what's going to happen, and hopefully things improve. We're seeing spikes, I guess, throughout the state. And, you know, it's tough on our kids to think that they're going to get to play one day. You know, I had a basketball meeting a couple weeks ago and talked to them about just meet with my guys and talk to them about, you know, shoe orders and normal, you know, kind of the normal thing we do before the season gets going. And then, you know, that got pulled back. And now we're, you know, thinking that hopefully we get to play in January. And I really, I have to stay optimistic, and all of our guys have to stay optimistic, and everybody has to hope that happens. You know, we don't want to be surprised by it if we do. You know, we want to be prepared. So, you know, they just keep planning and keep pushing forward. It's, if nothing else, these guys are going to learn a lot about resilience. So hopefully there's some lessons in there somewhere. But,
you know, some tournaments across the region, be it winter, Thanksgiving, or midwinter, some of them I've heard are, you know, starting to think about closing up shop because of having to get out-of-state teams or just not nearly as much interest as they hope, whatever it be in the past recent years. For the Christopher Turkey Tournament, what's the status on it? 45 years is a long time, so that amount of time, you know, enough time to create a mainstay and enough of a main draw in the area, I'd assume. But what is the status for the Christopher Turkey Tournament in the future?
Oh, I assume it's really good. We've got a lot of interest. I think it's a great small school tournament to start the season. It's got a lot of history. A lot of these teams that are in it have been in it for a long time, and they really enjoy it. You know, if you go back, I've got the old program in front of me here. It looks like back in 1975, ZR was in it, Weber was in it, Christopher was in it, Thompsonville was in it. They're all still in there. You know, so it's got a lot of the original teams still there, and it keeps going every year. And we always have teams calling to inquire about it, asking if there's an opening, you know, and if they can get in when there's an opening. So it's really fits a lot of teams' needs, you know, early in the year. They can gauge themselves against similar size schools. And, you know, it's a nice little tournament. And I think that our school does a very, very good job hosting it. They put on a good hospitality room for the media and the coaches and everyone. And, you know, we feed the players and do a lot of things, you know, to make everyone feel welcome.
Well, I guess one positive out of all of this is that instead of running around and being like, okay, who do we play next? What do we need to do? And trying to prep for a game, you can, I guess, at least on Thursday, go ahead and sit down with the family a little bit, eat some turkey, enjoy the day, rather than being like, okay, who's the next opponent? You know, so I guess there's one positive you can take from all of this.
Yeah, but I'm going to miss it. Just to be honest with you, I was texting a good friend of mine that I went to kindergarten all the way through high school, and actually who was my roommate my freshman year in college. He keeps the scorebook for us, and he was texting me last night and just saying this, you know, it's just going to stink tomorrow, not playing. He said it's my favorite time of the year, and you know, it's that way for a lot of people. So we you know, I not having to worry about the games and all that, yeah, there's some positive to it, but it's something I haven't done in a long time, so I really enjoy having that hectic schedule.
He's Coach Eric Stallman of the Christopher Bearcats. Coach, enjoy your Thanksgiving. You know, obviously both of us wishing that we could see some basketball this week, but we'll find a way to survive. Thank you so much, Coach.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Matt. Thanks for calling me, and thanks for talking to me about the tournament. And stay safe.